Coming up with a business idea can be daunting. Describing it to a panel of experts in 200 words or less is even more of a challenge. That's what several hundred hopeful business owners are being asked to do. The contest is being sponsored in part by the Wisconsin Department of Commerce. Spokesperson Tony Hosany says the state needs to reverse its trend of anemic entrepreneurial development.
We've generally ranked like 47th or 46th in new business startups. We've been very low in you know, venture capital development here. And, you know, the entrepreneurs are responsible for 80% of the new inventions since World War II. Other states are aware of this, and they're also beginning to put in place programs to stimulate entrepreneurial development.
The Department of Commerce has pledged $50,000 in startup or prize money. With some private donations, the pot is up to $105,000. Contest organizers are still soliciting donations. A nonprofit agency that advises the governor and the legislature on technology issues is collecting the business plans. Liz Katz is the executive assistant to the Wisconsin Technology Council. She hopes the contest will provide incentive to those who apply, even if they don't win.
A lot of contestants may have had these business plans in mind but never really had a reason to start it. And now this plan is kind of getting them to get going and see what else is out there. And hopefully will ultimately enhance the economy of Wisconsin.
After all the entries are in, 20 will be chosen to submit more detailed plans. From there, 12 finalists will be chosen to make presentations at next June's Entrepreneurs Conference. A grand prize winner will be announced at the conference. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.